رئيس بيانات وتحاول يشوف شاي ماش فني ورفق ما زاي شزر يسرى مناخ ورميش اسقص وشلام خاي ماش يمالك ينس من سرمي برخ ما سر مالك ما تخي يצחק بن فيغل دينا بسخص for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Says the Mechaber, Simen Reish Vav, Sif Dalet Vav Tu. Kol Davish Mevarach Alav La'achloi, anything that you're making a bracha on to eat it, Oiloi Riach Boi, or to smell, Besamim, Tzarech la'achsei b'yaminoi, you're supposed to hold it in your right hand. So this is obviously lechatchila, the evidence, even if it's just in front of you. We'll learn other halachas as to where it has to be in order to be yaitza on them. But lechatchila, you should hold it in your right hand. Those when you make avdalah, right? When it comes to barbim b'samim, you move the cup to your left hand and you make the barbim b'samim on with the b'samim in your right hand. When you make the bracha, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarech la'achsei tam achiza k'day she'chaven libay amasher mevarach. When you hold it in your hand, you tend to concentrate more on it, and you have kavana. Urak lechatchila, as I mentioned, this is only lechatchila. But the yevid and berach olav k'shaya munach b'fanav. If it was just sitting in front of you, afim le'achazei klal yatsa. Even if you weren't holding on to it, you yaitzik b'lakame, as we'll learn shortly in the next siv. B'yamina in your right hand, atam mishum chashivas, because it's more chashiv. Ubi'iter yad, when it comes to a lefty, yazlinim basi yamin, usmail di day, v'lay basi d'alma, he holds it in his stronger hand, so a lefty would hold it in his left hand. Kei mashmi chidush er kivegim, kei mashmi nagavram, simin kuf pei gimel. V'chein, v'chol bracha shemivarech al eze mitzvah, on any bracha that you make on any mitzvah, yesh lay lechais hadava b'yad yamin, b'shatz bracha, you should hold it in your right hand when you make the bracha on it with any bracha. Derech Kabbalah. Now, interesting. Just a pause before that. It says when you hand somebody a sefer, you should hand. They should take it from you in their right hand. You carry a tefillin, you should hold it in your right hand. Any dvar mitzvah chose chashivas, you hold it in your right hand. There's questions when it comes to that. By a lefty, does a lefty hold it in their left hand, which is their stronger hand, or do they hold it in the right of everyone? But is that inyan of holding it in your left, in your right hand? Val derech haKabbalah, al pi Kabbalah, ein litchoyf ha'pri shemavarech alav b'saken. Don't go ahead if you want to eat a fruit and you take a knife and you poke it into the fruit and you hold the knife in your right hand. Av sheyeches ha'sakes v'min, even though you're holding it in your right hand, because it's the knife shows death and the right shows life. So therefore, you should not stick it with a knife. When it comes to a fork, a metal fork, some say in general, barzel, it shows misa, maybe you shouldn't do that either. But if it's something that you normally eat with a fork, you're not going to pick it up with your hands. So then it would be okay, but you certainly shouldn't use a knife. Okay, and here he mentions, I just mentioned, you should hold it. And you're right, and you should take it from him safe. If someone hands you a safe, you should take it in your right hand. So this is what I mentioned. I'll just read for you. That the handing over of a safer, he treats the same as handing over as food, just like food should be in your right hand. And if you're a lefty, it should be in your left hand. So too, if I hand someone a safer, if he's a lefty, he should take it in his left hand. You go after his right hand. However, Amno nishar b'tzarech iyan. Reb Chaim remains in a tzarech iyan. Shel chayr adin kan doim l'adin kabbalah sefer Torah miyad acha biyad yamino. When someone hands you a sefer Torah, you're supposed to take it with your right hand. Shekasel l'kam and she'ita yad lo yishani b'min shor roi v'olam. That by a sefer Torah, you, even if you're a lefty, you take it with your right hand. And Reb Chaim comes out that really maybe taking a sefer should be similar to taking a sefer Torah, and you should take it in your right hand. It remains by a little bit of a tzarachin on that. Okay, let's start with Sifhei. We're gonna read Sifhei, and I don't know if we'll have time today, but then probably tomorrow. We'll see. Maybe we'll have time today, but we'll go through a little bit of a summary of Lamaisa these halachas because they're a little bit confusing inside. So I made myself some notes just that I also saw Piskei Tshuvos does a very nice summary of all these halachas. We'll see if we can go through it. If we don't get to it today, we'll do that tomorrow. Let's see the Mechaber. We'll probably get to it tomorrow. Says the Mechaber Sifhei. Ein mevar. So if you're a little bit confused as we go through this, don't, perfectly normal. I'm a little bit confused as well, as I'm sure many people when they read this are. Ein mevar, and you don't make a bracha Loy al oicho v'loy al mashkat shevi lefanav. So that's simple. Don't make the bracha until it's in front of you. Okay? But again, we have to know lechatchila and b'di'avad. If I didn't do it this way, what can I do? What am I? What if I bring out more food? Right? These are the questions we were discussing. So I followed the rule. I made the bracha on the apple when it's in front of me, and then I decide that I want another apple from the refrigerator. I decide I want an orange from the refrigerator. What are these halachas? That's what I'm going to try to figure out over here. So the starting point, simple. I'm making a bracha on something. I shouldn't make the bracha and then open the refrigerator and take it out. It should be in front of me when I'm taking the brachas. We learned yesterday, a walnut, you should crack the walnut beforehand. However, if you made the bracha and then they bring it to you, you have to make another bracha. We'll see. This means that you weren't in your control to get it, because simply it doesn't really make that much sense. If I made a bracha on fruit that's in front of you, then they bring you additional fruit from the same mint, or a different mint. So I made a bracha on an apple that was in front of me, and then they bought me an orange, which is the same bracha. And it's Tzarech Levarach, you don't have to make another bracha. So that's what I'm saying. It's a little bit confusing over here. First, he said that the bracha has to be in front of, it has to be in front of you. Then he said if they bring you from the same min or different min, then you don't have to make another bracha. Now, what does a different mean? If I made a bracha on a piece of steak, and then they bring me a cup of soda that I wasn't thinking about, do I have to make another bracha? Do I not have to make another bracha? So these are all the questions we're going to try to understand. But let's first read the Mechaber, and we'll read the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Ramah, v'toiv lezor lechatchila, and we'll come back to this Ramah at the end, we'll see how important this is. The Ramah says, I'm giving you an Eitzah Toiva. You want to be careful that you don't have any problems and all these shilas that we're going to raise over here. So I'm sitting down, I'm going to make a shahakol. When I make my shahakol on my glass of coffee in the morning, I should have in mind that anything I'm going to have now within the time period that it can be counted, the bracha, that anything I'm sitting down for breakfast, I make a shahakol on some part of my breakfast, or I ate on some fruit, I should have in mind right away, this way I don't run into any of these problems. Whatever I'm going to eat as part of this sitting, I'm going to include in this bracha. We'll see how important this etza from the Ramah is, but that's the etza of the Ramah. When you make a bracha, have in mind, I'm covering anything that's going to be the same bracha. Okay? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Tzarech levarach pam acheres, that if I went ahead and I made the bracha before when it wasn't in front of me, I have to make another bracha. V'afilu kiven daita leim b'shas bracha gam ken leim ahani. Even if I had in mind on that item of food that's not in front of me when I made the bracha, it doesn't work. The bracha was not chal on what had nothing to be chal on because I didn't have it here. Now, we're going to see in Sivav that if I go ahead and I go to a stream of water, I don't have a cup. I'm going to bend over and I'm going to drink from the stream of water. So I make a shahako. By the time I finish my shahako, whatever water was in front of me is not the same water that's there anymore, right? So l'chayra, I just spilled my water. So l'chayra, I made a bracha on something that's not really here yet, right? So why is that okay? And over here now, we just said that if I make a bracha on something that's not in front of me, I got to make another bracha. And in Sivav, we're going to say that if I made a bracha on a food that is that on the Amas Hamayim, which is running, I don't have to make a brother bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Why? The Hasam over there came to Vadi Yovei Hamayim Negdai. By the time I finish a bracha, there's definitely going to be water over here. Ki'ili ha'il l'fan of dam yitz, as if it was in front of him. Masha enkein hacha the tali b'das acherim. Here it's tali in somebody else's das. Oh, so now the Mishnah Berurah is making a start understanding what the Mechaber said. When I made a bracha on something that's not in front of me, I have to make another bracha. That's when it was somebody else who controlled whether I'm going to get it or not. But the im hoya davish haberach alamunach b'teva beisa bracha. But if the apple that I made the bracha on was sitting in the drawer in my refrigerator, va'acha bracha lekacha l'misham, and then after the bracha I took it, ain't it tzarech lachzavaros? Oh, so it's not so pashut. If it's not in front of me, I have to make another bracha. I have to make another bracha. If it was out of my control, I didn't know I'm for sure going to have it. So then there was nothing that the bracha could be chal on. But if I had the control, similar to the Amas Hamayim, where I know the water is going to be there, I don't have to make another bracha. That's for sure going to come, right? The waiter is bringing it to me. It's in the next room. You don't have to make another bracha on it. Now, of course, that's a b'di'evet. That you should make you should be careful that it's in front of you. Why? Because if I'm going to go walk to another, I know I have an orange in the other room. I have an orange in my refrigerator. I make a bar priyeh. Now I'm going to go ahead and open the fridge and take it out. I have a hefsek. We just learned in Siv Dal that I'm supposed to be holding it in my right hand when I make the bracha. If it's in the refrigerator, I can't be holding it in my right hand. Okay, so we're starting to get a little bit of that clarity. And then you bring it to him. So here the case was that I made a bracha, and then they bring me additional from the same min. So I had apples on my table. I finished all the apples, and then they bring me more apples. I don't have to make another bracha. That he didn't have intention when he made the bracha that I am going to get more apples from the drawer, because that the Ramah told me already, right? That it's better to do it that way. Meaning the case that the Mechaber is talking about is not that case. I made the bracha on my apple. I did not necessarily intend to go get another apple from the refrigerator. Mechaber tells me still it's the same min. I don't have to make another bracha. I made stam. I didn't have in mind, yes, I'm going to have more or not. I'm reading the Zahaviki ili astam beferish. That it's as if he said that if I have more apples brought to me, I'm going to eat them. It's normal. I start eating a little bit. If I want more, I go and I get more. Now, so just so we understand what the Mishabur is explaining to the Mechaber, so I made a bracha on an apple, right? Stam. I didn't have in mind I'm going to have more apples. We assume your intention is that if you want more, you're going to eat more, okay? And therefore, you don't have to make another bracha. What happens? I had in mind that I'm only going to eat this apple. I said, you know what? I'm eating supper in an hour. I am only eating this apple. I'm not going to have any more apples. I finished my apple. I said, okay, that was a delicious apple. I'm not having any more. Now I changed my mind. I decide to have another apple. Here we certainly have to make another bracha. So it's a give and take over here. If it's ke'en, me having in mind, I don't have to make another bracha. Again, we'll review this all at the end. We'll bring it all together. But if I was my mind, I was nimlach, I said I'm not eating anymore, then I'd rather have to make another bracha. Or mi minacha, right? Or if they bought me, so then the Mechaber added another twist. If I made a bracha on an apple, and then they bought me out stam, right? So I didn't say yes, I'm gonna eat more. I didn't say I'm not gonna eat more. I didn't say I have in mind other things I'm not having in mind. And then they bought me out oranges. Mechaber said I don't have to make another bracha. So the Mishabru qualifies this as well. It's I ate an apple and then they bought me an orange. The imberich al dagam. What happens? I ate a piece of fish. Now they bring me a glass of beer. They're both shahakos, but it's a totally different object. Mean. Same shavos, even though it's the same bracha, mekomakam ain't in the taurus, but bracha say the stomach. We don't assume that you had intention that I'll probably also have a beer. No, beer has nothing to do with the fish. Elam kenah you died to the head. You lift our bracha now. When I made the shahakal on the fish, I said I'm gonna when I finish eating my fish, I'm gonna go to my refrigerator and get a cup of soda. Then it covers it. But if I did it bestam without any intentions, right? Then I would have to make another bracha. Or if the other shahako was on his table, was on his tail. So now Mishabur introduces another variable that if it's on my table, even though it's a whole different min, then you don't have to make another bracha. Now you're getting an idea why I said this confusing. Let's try to finish Mishabur and then we'll tomorrow review it all. Well, Pe, we'll break it down. Then we said that if it's this another min that's the same bracha, they argue. There are those who hold that this my case. I ate an apple and then they bring me another apple. That's when it patters. But if I ate an apple and then they bring me an orange, no good. If it's Sarach Levarach, I have to make another bracha. They bought me the orange before I finished my apple. Near a shein levarach, you don't have to make another bracha. Kevin shaviu le b'shoshay osik adayim v'achila v'chein nira alacha. So he's sort of machria. If they bring me another min, but I'm still eating the first min, then I don't have to make another bracha. But if I bring me another min and I already finish my first min, then I do have to make another bracha. If I say I'm sitting down to eat fruit, even though I had a fruit platter in front of me, I said, yeah, let me sit down and have some fruit for lunch. So I had in mind all the fruit here. Now they bring me out. I had a platter on the table that had pineapple and watermelon and oranges on it, and now they bring me apples. Oh, so there you weren't in mind an apple, you had in mind fruit. So there they're more makel and they say you don't have to make another bracha. Said then the remark came along and it said, an eitzah toivah. As we just saw, we have all these different shittas. When does it work? When it doesn't work? And therefore, says the remark, I have such a good solution for you. There are those who hold that if it wasn't in front of you, the bracha is not doesn't patter. There are those who hold it does patter it, so you're running into problems. You would need to have das. Okay, I'll call whatever they're gonna bring. So the remark says, look how confusing this is. And we have all these different shittas. So Eitzah Taiva, train ourselves that every time we make a bracha, we have a mind that's going to cover anything that we eat. Okay, Emetz Hashem, tomorrow we'll go through all these cases. Like I said, if it's true, it breaks it down very, very easily. We'll go through all of them and we'll really be able to walk away with understanding what to do. We'll stop over here. And Emetz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.